What is up, Dancing with the Stars fans? It's your boy, Jeff Graham. And before we get into today's show, I have an exciting announcement for you. There are about 50 days until Christmas, but if you're already feeling that holiday spirit, you don't need to wait that long. Kick off the Christmas season with the world's very first Christmas Con, presented by That's For Entertainment, on November 8th through November 10th in Edison, New Jersey, right outside New York City. There will be appearances from Chad Michael Murray, Danica McKellar, and for you Mean Girls fans, Gretchen and Aaron themselves, Lacey Chabert and Jonathan Bennett. Fetch. There will also be gingerbread wars and an ugly sweater contest. We'll be providing coverage and interviews right here on AfterBuzz TV, so make sure to tune in. And I gotta say, yours truly will be there in sight. On site, Jeff Graham will be at Christmas Con. Yes, that's right. Again, that's November 8th through November 10th. And in the meantime, check out our new Christmas 24/7 network, where we're bringing you lots of Christmas coverage, including top celebrations, tips, and holiday traditions from around the world. New shows every week. Check it out.
Hey, hey, welcome back to the after show for Dancing with the Stars here at AfterBuzz TV. We got our first set of 10s, perfect scores all the way around, a surprising dance battle, and a surprising elimination coming up next.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, Buzz.
That was the weakest rap ever. And now we know why I can't have that as a career.
It's never too late, Carla.
Never too late.
Oh, but no, I am really not trying to do that. As
Rapping with the Stars. Why don't you guys watch it?
Oh, I would watch that.
That would be tragedy. I can't.
Yeah,
if Carla's on it.
It feels like a think piece waiting to happen. That's what I'll say about that show.
$1 million idea waiting to happen.
That is a bad idea waiting to happen.
Yeah.
But anyway, you guys, now that we've had our little sidebar, welcome back to Dancing with the Stars After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. We're going to start with our intro of our esteemed panel, starting with the other Carla right now.
Hi, guys.
Like, who is that?
Carla Beltran here. I used to dance when I was younger, and I actually worked for the show Dancing with the Stars.
And guys, hi. Jeff Graham here. I say it every week, but I did have a short 6-month contract as a cruise ship vocalist, where I played Bob Gaudio in a Jersey Boys tribute show and drank a lot of rum in the bottom deck of the ship. That was the other part of my job.
Jeff, what a life you have lived.
It was quite a life.
What
a very
life
strange
you have
6 months. If you want to hear more about my ship life experience, tweet me.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to do that. I am T. Julie Panko. Super excited to be here. I am a professional dancer still in L.A. I've danced for an NBA team for the past few seasons, and I'm so excited to see all of you guys in the chat. And I did pigtails because it's a fun day.
Oh, go ahead, girl.
Okay, sorry, Carla. Tell us
all
about
yourself. I know, she's like trying to take me out with her pigtails, but it's all good. I don't know if that's on purpose or if it's strategically planned. I'm not sure. But anyway, I'm Carla Renata. I have been a dancer on Broadway in numerous shows. You can look me up online, child. It ain't worth it to go into it. But I love Dancing with the Stars, and I have been an avid fan of it since day one, 28 seasons ago. You guys, how are you feeling about what happened this evening, how the dances went down tonight?
I'm really satisfied with all the dances.
You say
not
that again?
So much. I'm very satisfied with all the dances.
Satisfied, yeah.
Not so much the elimination process of the whole show, but the dances overall were really good.
Yeah, they're doing a different type of elimination thing this year. Really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not really working. You can even feel the judges like frustrated by the way they're being produced. It's tough when you watch talent. You know, their job is to mask how they feel about the way they're being produced, but I think in general, with this elimination thing, you can kind of see them resenting the process, which is kind of hard to watch.
But I think this season is much better, the elimination process, than last year, because last year the judges didn't really have a say in at all.
That's a good point.
So it was only based on the points that people received and not so much on the dancing in and of itself. So I think that this season, at least it can save the people that they believe in. So in case when we do get the person that's not such a great dancer versus the person that is, and they're obviously going to save the person that's dancing like the best, you know. So I think that this is much better than we had last year.
It's kind of like a double-edged sword, don't
you think? Yeah, it's a little awkward, you know. Nobody really wants to like admit that they're like voting you out, you know. It's a little bit weird.
It was kind of funny because the two judges made their elimination and they're like, well, I know it's decided, but Len, you have to say. They're like,
yeah, always.
I hate when they do that though.
Yeah,
it's so awkward.
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It is very awkward when they go, well, Lynn, who would you have saved?
Like, yeah, if you would have voted, yeah.
Like, it's so awkward.
Like, I was almost off the hook.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
so awkward. Speaking of awkward.
Good segue.
We had the first couple up to dance with Sean and Jenna. And Jenna was dancing because there was a unfortunate family emergency that Lindsay was dealing with. And so she wasn't there to... support her boy yes. as she has been all these weeks. And so we send prayers to her and her family at this difficult time. Yeah. So how are you guys feeling about Sean's dance this evening? Do you think he improved? Do you think he's the same?
I mean, Sean, the thing is, I will say, I feel crazy saying this because if you would have asked me a year ago, I would have told you you were nuts. But I've kind of come to like Sean Spicer on this show. Say what you will. That's going to get clipped out and ruin my career, but...
I think that opinions are subjective and your opinion is neither right or wrong.
Yeah, just him on the show. But this was just a train wreck, but it's so entertaining to watch because he's trying so dang hard. I honestly liked the production design. I think like a campy, over the top, like seafaring jig is perfect for Sean because he's not very good, but like you can get distracted by the silliness of all of it. So this kind of worked better than I thought. I just crack up when I watch him. It's so funny to me to just watch former press, White House press secretary Sean Spicer just clomping around the floor, waving his arms around. It's just so entertaining to me.
Yeah, I actually think that this was a great time for Jenna to kind of step in. I think that this dance kind of took Jenna back to when she was with Grocery Store Joe last year, where she was kind of like...
Right.
So I think that this was one of the best choreographed dances that I've seen for Sean because it was easier for him to actually come out and do the steps and like perform the way that he always does. So it was really nice to just kind of see Jenna back in her element of like, you know, actually choreographing for her partner once again. So I thought it was really great.
Well, I'm not sure how clear we are on how much Lindsay choreographed and then Jenna stepped in. So I think Lindsay choreographed quite a bit of it. I don't know, but so I think that was kind of like a team effort. But I will say, I think that it was interesting for Sean to work with someone else. I think he was off on a few cues because obviously Lindsay has been pretty good at like giving him cues on stage, and I think maybe for Jenna it was a little bit different. So obviously a few timing issues, but you know, overall it's hard to not like a seafaring jig. You know, yeah. I'm gonna copy ya. And it was fine. It was fine. It's funny and it's funny. You know, it's mostly funny. But yeah,
it is funny. I find myself entertained. Like I'm gonna hate when I'm saying this, but like I kind of look forward to him showing up because it's gonna like at least be funny. Like
and like I just love like he doesn't even do. There were so many moments in the dance where it was just like a look to the camera and like an excitement of like seeing the sea in his eyes, like it, which was hilarious. Yeah. And I do appreciate this guy, and we interviewed him last week. I was at the show, and he was, you know, he's opening up a bit more. He's always been kind of an open book, but I appreciate if you guys check out the interviews on Dance Network, he was crying in the interview because he felt so bad that Karamo had to go home. And so he has opened up a bit, and I think he's really embraced this whole process, and we appreciate someone who's doing really well, obviously, still in the competition. So, you know, we'll get to that. But
well, that's all well and good, but I'm going to be that person that's like, it's called dancing, the operative word being dancing with the stars, and even Grocery Store Joe wasn't that bad. So having said that, he got a 20 out of 30 for his final score tonight with Jenna. And I was saying when we were watching the show that I feel like maybe Jenna should have had him as a partner all along because it seems to bring out the best of her in terms of really trying to support a partner and work with them through their adversity. So there's that.
It was shocking quickly that he got sevens. That's crazy. Yeah. This was fives. This was three fives.
We're late in the game.
I know.
Yeah. Nobody's getting a five.
Sean Spicer should be getting a 5.
Well, right.
7's for making Jeff laugh.
How about this? Sean Spicer should have been eliminated quite a while ago.
That's
so how about that?
That's true.
So there's that. Yeah. Anyway, moving on. Lauren and Gleb did a jive to Hound Dog. And I kind of love Lauren Elena. She's so cute.
Yeah, she is.
She's one of my favorites. But I feel like with this dance, she was a little behind the beat, just a little bit. I think she was concentrating so hard on picking her feet up that she would miss the beat with the kicks and the flicks and stuff. And I felt like that was a big problem for her throughout that dance. But she was having fun. She was having a lot of fun.
She was having fun. And the dance started out really, really, really well. It was, like, really entertaining until when she messed up. And then we were all like, oh, like, is she going to be able to kick back into the dance? And she did. She did okay. But she did messing up, did kind of throw her out of the dance for a little bit.
Yeah, she lost her place for a second.
Yeah.
More than a second, but, you know.
A lot of power in her steps is one thing I want to say that I really appreciate. I kind of get Sabrina Bryan vibes by the amount of power you get and the way she, like, drives her feet through the floor. Disappointing to see her mess up because in terms of just pure performance and musicality, she's one of my favorites.
Yeah, she's great. She is awesome. And her at the show last week, too, she's just very personable, hung out in the press room, just a cool, fun chick who just wants to be friends with everybody, really sweet girl. And I think I was sad to see her forget some steps too, because you could tell she wants to execute it perfectly. I think she was a little bit stressed out. I think in this one and in the battle, I think I saw her thinking quite a bit. Mm. But you know, we're so late in the game. It's hard to keep up. But overall, I think she's doing a great job. If she hadn't have had those few little bobbles, I think it would have been a 10-10-10. I love her.
I love her, too. She got a 888, which equals 24 out of 30 score. And poor baby cried when it was over. I felt so bad for her. My heart was bleeding for her when she was up there talking to Erin Andrews, and she was just boo-hooing. I was like, I wanted to reach through the TV screen and go, it's okay, baby. It's going to be all right.
Yeah.
It's okay. All right. So then next up was Kellen Whitney, who is the Funkle. That's the Funkle I referred to at the beginning of the piece, because the kids that he works with on his show, the reboot of All That at Nickelodeon, they call him Funkle, which is a funny way of saying fun uncle. I kind of love that word. Mm. But Instihoo, they did a salsa to This Is How We Do It by Montel Jordan. And I want to know what y'all's thoughts are on that dance.
I think I liked this more than the rest of the panel. It's funny, his hip action is really, really solid to me. I think on a second look now, I can see why you guys have some complaints about his footwork. But I don't know, he's got a lot of charisma for me that really sells me on him as a performer. He maybe didn't deserve a 10, but this was kind of a highlight for me tonight. I really enjoyed it. It was a great dance for Whitney because it was sort of that hip-hop Latin crossover that she does so well. And I really, really enjoyed this. I like Kel a lot. I loved seeing the stuff with All That. It's fun to see him in a bit of a different position. And I really enjoyed it.
Carla?
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know.
I'm not a really huge fan of the hip-hop mix with the salsa. Sometimes I think that it doesn't really give you the room to sometimes have as much hip action as I personally like in a salsa.
Yeah.
So this dance, I thought that he performed it really well to what it was choreographed, but it wasn't necessarily my favorite.
Okay,
here's my thing.
Okay, T, let us have it, girl. Hit me with a high note, girl.
I'm just a little confused because...
Here we go.
I was confused because...
Let me just sit back.
Here's the thing. I was just a little bit confused because in when I'm looking at his footwork, I don't know if he has different shoes on than the other guys, but I had questions about the shoes because it looked like he was slipping and sliding and couldn't totally get his footing, and I wasn't sure if it was the shoe or whether his balance was a little bit off. Overall, I thought that it was a little bit shaky for me, just personally. But overall, I thought it was a good dance. But the 10, I was like, oh, man, first 10 of the season. I really just wanted it to go to my... my split, James Vanderbeek.
I just
wanted it to go to my toe touch. Obviously, we saw that later, but I just needed James to get the first one. But anyways, I love Kel. I thought it was a cute, fun dance. The footing I have questions about.
Okay, so this is my thing. Mm-hmm. I feel like I like the music more than I like the dance. Okay. I didn't have a problem with the fact that it was hip-hop and salsa, because actually hip-hop is all about that beat. So it's really good to get into that groove to, you know, hit them hips and be like, this is how we do it. It's Friday night. Okay, so there's that. But anywho, I thought they had some nice lifts. Mm-hmm. And him running into that knee slide really, really bothered me. I was like, why is he running into that knee slide? It's like, slide, brother. Don't just run into it. It was like the geriatric version of running into a knee slide. Like, I'm going to need you to, like, get with it. But, yeah, I like the music more than I like the dance. But the judges disagreed with me. They gave him his first 10, the first 10 of the season, and his first 10, giving him a score of 29. Mm-hmm. So, and that wasn't the only 10 to come. We got some more coming our way.
We sure did.
So next up was Allie and Sasha, and they did a paso doble. This is what I want to say about Allie. I feel like she gets such a raw deal. I really like her, and I feel like of all the contestants on the show, she gets a really raw deal. I feel like they pick on her a little bit, but that's just me. I feel like whenever Carrie Ann has a comment for her, it's always some kind of... It's like a backhanded, snarky kind of comment. Like she says, you know, when you first came on the show, you were this girl from a girl group. It's like... Just critique her dance. What does her being in a girl group have anything to do with her dancing tonight? Hmm. That annoyed me.
Well, it's kind of the same thing that they do with Hannah, with always calling her a pageant girl.
Yeah, that annoys me. It's like, deal with them for their dancing. I mean, I can understand you trying. I know she's trying. I know Carrie Ann is not trying to be snarky, and I love Carrie Ann Inaba. I've been following her for quite some time, like all the way back to when she was a fly girl on In Living Color. That's how far back I go with Carrie Ann Inaba. But having said that, I feel like she... When she tries to give a compliment sometimes she tries too hard and it comes off not in the lane in which she intended it to be. So
not as genuine.
And it's
not
always as, to the girls.
Yeah, it's always okay. On the nose.
I mean,
okay, I'm just saying.
We just calling it how we say it.
All right, how y'all feel about they did a paso doble. It was good, but did it really need a perfect score? I don't know that it did.
I can't decide. I think it wasn't my favorite dance. I don't know. You know, it's weird because it's that time in the season where we're starting to see 10s, etc. And when you see something that you're like, I don't know if it's going to be a perfect 30 at 30, you're like, but it also is that time. So it's okay. I feel like a few of her arm shapes need a little bit of work. I think her shoulders need to come down, and this little guy... this arm up, and you can't see me if you're listening to the podcast, but I just feel like a few shapes need to be just softened up a bit. I can't decide. Overall, I think it was good and cute.
I loved it. I'm watching it back now, looking for any reason to not give this a 30, and it looks pretty perfect to me. And I've been hard on Allie this season. Personally, there's something about her energy as an on-camera personality that I don't always vibe with personally. There's just like sort of an earnestness about her that I can find a little cloying, but just in terms of her on the stage tonight, I thought she was incredible. I love Sasha's choreography. I kind of liked the modern approach. It was almost like this modern disco mixed with the paso. And I really liked Sasha's choreo candidly more than I usually do. I liked everything about this.
Okay, well.
Oh, yeah, I like this dance as well. And I actually really liked her her outfit. So I think maybe I was just kind of more like mesmerized by the look and just how the skirt kept flowing and going. And I was like,
I like the costume as well. It was cute. But perfect score? I don't know.
We don't know.
Anyway, Hannah and Alan popped up and they did a quick step. This is what I'll say about this. She was feeling a little down in the dumps because, as we just mentioned, they're kind of on her as well as they have been on Allie. So Hannah took a little trip home to get back in the groove of things. She went back to Tuscaloosa, Alabama to kind of get it together. Or Arkansas.
Is it Arkansas, right?
Alabama.
Tuscaloosa. I mean, they're all the same, but... Arkansas? No, they're not all the same, but...
And we just lost 100 subscribers.
I'm kidding.
I think Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
It's Alabama.
Yeah. I mean, she's Alabama Hannah.
That's okay, that's right. Yeah. Alabama Hannah. So Tuscaloosa, Alabama. So she went home to get a little pick-me-up. And, you know, this is what I will say about this dance. It was, as Lynn Goodman would say, it was full of content.
It was very full of content.
And she looked like, for the first time in a really long time, she looked like she was having fun.
Yeah.
And she looked like she was connected to the dance and that she was just like, if I'm going home tonight, I'm going to go out with a bang. So I kind of loved her. And I loved that, you know, I forget which judge it was, but one of the judges was always on her case about not pushing off of the floor for her moves. Baby was up on them toes for that quick step tonight. Mm-hmm. She was getting it.
And they really used the floor nicely. You know, they didn't only dance in one portion. They danced like all over. And I thought it was a really great dance.
Mm-hmm. I panicked when I saw that first 5 seconds. And I wish we could just erase that first 5 seconds from this quick step, because otherwise it was pretty flawless. It's a good note about the separation and hold. Ellen Hanwright says you could have driven a truck through them while they were in hold, which is not great for quick step. And Len did appropriately call them out on that. But this was a great week for Hannah. I think the irony is we've been pushed to see more of her personality, and Quickstep is such a traditional frame-driven ballroom dance that we didn't really get the chance to see her because it's such a technical dance. I feel like we didn't have space to watch her perform in this, so I'm still waiting for like a nice contemporary for her to really see Hannah. But this was great. I mean, she was great. I expected good things from a Quickstep anyway.
Yes. I would like to quickly just apologize for the Arkansas-Alabama. I do know the difference. I do really. I was in the SEC. I went to school in Missouri, so I do. I live all states. I just wanted to clear that up because I felt really bad. My face turned red. Okay.
It's being live, guys. Sometimes we say things and
I just feel bad. I don't want to offend anyone.
You're fine.
Anyways, so here's what I would like to say about this. So first of all, last week, I keep bringing this up, but when we were at the live show, Hannah and Alan were the one couple that didn't come out and talk because I think she was she was overwhelmed. Aww. And it made me question, well, I mean, that could be totally speculation, but they were the only couple that didn't come talk to the press line. So I think she was just feeling stressed out. And I'm thinking, like, she literally came right off of the Bachelorette stuff to this, right? She didn't have a break at all, right?
No.
So I can't imagine like what her mental state is at right now, because her year in the past year or two has totally changed. And I think it was good that she got to go home for a little bit. I do know that that happened before last week because I was talking to one of the producers on the show. So that didn't happen this week, but it happened the week before.
Interesting.
But other than that, I think that it was, I think this was a cute, good dance. I'm starting to see her confidence come through, and I'm happy that she's improved a lot, and I like seeing her with Alan. I think he's a good pro with her, so.
Yeah, I think it might be a little bit difficult for her from going from a show that's criticizing her all the time and her decisions and who her partner should be to now being like on Dancing with the Stars and also being criticized by every move she does.
Well, doing a reality TV show is just hard in general.
Yeah.
Because you're not only getting the opinions of the people that you're working with, but you're getting the opinions of people that don't know you, have never met you, that have these unsolicited opinions. You know, and you were saying something about opinions being subjective. Opinions are like holes. Everybody got one. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it is what it is. But I do want to clarify something. Someone in the chat room was talking, I think it was Trini Boy, said that everything that Carrie Ann says about Hannah is true. Even Hannah said that she was upset with herself because a lot of the stuff that Carrie Ann said about her, she recognized about herself. What I'm saying about Carrie Ann is the manner in which she says some of the things. Not necessarily what she says, but how she says it is a little disturbing to me. And that's just literally my opinion. And you just heard what I had to say about opinions. So there's that. moving on with they got a 29 out of 30. And that got her first 10s. Nobody had gotten 10s before tonight. Right?
10 before tonight, yeah. Kel was the first of the season, but
So then after that, 10s was just free flowing everywhere, but they got a 29 out of 30. And then next up was Kate and Pasha. They did a dance they did a quick step to Heatwave, the Linda Ronstadt version. This was really lovely because I love Kate because Kate always has some really heartwarming story behind each dance that she does every week. So every time she dances, there's something that she's connecting to emotionally to help her connect with the steps and the vibe and whatever it is that they're trying to pull off for that dance. And this week, it was the fact that she said the day she got the call for Dancing with the Stars was the same day that her sister, she was driving home from her sister's funeral. So she dedicated this dance to her sister, which was absolutely lovely. I love the way that this dance started when it had to pull the hood off. And the vanity in me was like, ooh, girl, you let them put that sack over your head and then you had to pull it off. Your hair might get messed up. The lashes might come up. I was like, you brave for that, but okay. I love that. I felt like her quick step was, she's 55 years old.
This is a jive, girl, actually.
They did a jive.
I'm sorry, why I said quick step? Jive. Her jive is phenomenal. She's 55 years old. Homegirl mm-hmm. is bouncing and moving and grooving. She says she's the youngest 55-year-old that she knows, and I agree. There was a little hiccup halfway through or toward the end where she got out of sync just a little bit, a couple of times. But overall, this was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun for me, and I really love, again, the way that it started with them blending into the set a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I loved it. I loved the beginning. It was like a Target commercial. Loved it. And I thought it was very cute. And I yes, a few small memory hiccups.
Mm.
Quite a few, but you can't. Like we say on every week, we're like, we just love her so much. She is truly one of the sweetest, most genuine.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
And in her... I'm going to keep talking about this, but in her interview, I was telling her, I'm like, you look great, because we talk about that every week on the panel, that right. She looks so great. And she was saying this whole thing has gotten her pretty into shape. She's like, I can't drink every night, which I thought was a very funny quote. So she's cute and fun, and she's great. Check those interviews out on Dance Network. Okay.
Yeah, I'm really, obviously you guys know I've been a huge Kate stan all season. I'm sad to see her go, but at the same time, she left with dignity. And, like, what a great run. Mm-hmm. The manner in which she left was so celebratory. And the competition has gotten very fierce, barring Sean. But, you know, I'm really proud of Kate. I will say, particularly for this dance, I normally love Pasha's choreography. That's one of the things I've gone over week to week, is how much I like the way Pasha choreographs. I don't know if I loved his choreography on this jive. I'm not sure it necessarily played to their strengths as a couple. Maybe it played to their strengths individually, but I don't feel like it mutually did them favors. Either way, super stoked about Pasha's addition to the cast this season. Excited to see what he does more of for the rest of the run of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was a cute and fun dance. It was a nice dance for her to go out and of the competition with.
Yes, and so then next up we had James. Let me talk about their scores. So they got a 24 out of 30. And then next up was James and Emma. Let me just say, James Vanderbeek is my favorite. I need for him to win Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
Because homeboy comes out every week and just freaking slays it. And when he did that cartwheel in the beginning, I was like, what? And then when he had that neck lift, I was like, what? I was snapping and screaming at the TV set. I said, oh man, this to me was the best dance of the season. Yeah. That dance was the best dance of the season. And they did a contemporary. And not for nothing, but I knew he had some dance experience. He revealed in his package that his mother owned and operated a dance studio. Mm-hmm. And that his very first recital was for his mom's dance studio. So, I mean, good for him for keeping up with it, because it shows. And I'm there for all of it. The lifts were fabulous. They were in sync. That cartwheel, I can't say enough about it. It's like Lynn Goodman said. He said it's like a good book. There was something in there for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. It's starting to become hysterically funny how good he is. Like, I like laugh out loud. I looked at Jeff during this. Right, I was here. Like, I'm so sorry. Here we go. Oh my God. Not only a one-handed cartwheel, he like twists his body. It was almost like a walkover. It's truly unbelievable. That needs to be a gif, and I need to use it every day for motivation. I mean, this guy. Are you kidding? Are you kidding?
Rolling into work on Friday. Like,
it was bananas.
He is truly incredible. I don't know where he gets it.
It was bananas. It was
bananas. And I mean, I was worried because, you know, anytime someone's like, oh, we're doing contemporary, I'm like, oh, gosh, here we go. But, you know, they killed it. This was absolutely amazing. He does a ponche. He does an around-the-world ponche, which is a ponche that you bring around your attitude in the back, and then you bring it around. I mean, truly, that's, like, stuff you put in, like, very technical.
That move right there it
advanced
is.
And, like, oh, my, you know, it's just, like, hilarious. It's laughable. It's so good. It's so good, it doesn't make sense, you know?
Jeff and Carla.
Yeah.
Carla McKay. Honestly, just one word, it's perfect. That's it.
I hated it. I'm just kidding.
Ooh, am I going to have to reach over there and drop it?
I know.
Did you see how fast my head went?
We were like,
I was about to do some kung fu. I'm like, what? Kung
yeah, fu. I mean, obviously this was, I will say the competition is close aside from James. He is kind of a league ahead of the rest.
Yeah, he yeah. is.
So, I mean, it's great. I can't wait to see what else they do.
Yeah, and he
I'm just happy that both Allie and James got their first, got their
perfect yes. score.
Perfect scores, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, he had immunity tonight because, you know, he should.
And he had pointed feet, you guys, which I would like to point out. Love by You reminded me he did have pointed feet. Like, look at that.
You know Teague be on that feet tip.
Oh.
I'm usually on the arms and she's on the feet.
And you know what? And this is just me being incredibly honest, but there were a few moves where I was like, Emma, I think I need those feet to be pointed a little bit more. But I know we don't like to call out the pros, but I just did it, so I'm sorry.
But,
all right. That's also, it's not her number one. No. She wouldn't choose to choreograph contemporary first, so.
Right.
No, but she did a great job. She's been doing a great job choreographing for him all season.
She has.
All right, so they got a perfect score, y'all. Ooh, I was so excited about that. Yes.
Definitely.
So then we had this dance battle situation. The dance battles are always a little awkward for a variety of reasons, you know. But this one was really interesting. So the first couple up was Allie and Pasha versus Kel and Whitney. And they did the jive to Don't Stop Me Now by Queen. I felt like Allie was out of sync quite a bit during this dance. And which was surprising to me because when she did it in the competition, she slayed it. When yeah. she had on that little purple outfit, she was getting down. I could not understand why she was out of the pocket tonight. I don't know if it was the pressure. I don't know if it was the song. I don't really know what it was. But she was kind of out of the pocket tonight. And I felt like Kel had the edge over her. Do y'all feel like that too?
I just candidly really had trouble with this setup. Sometimes Dancing with the Stars makes big producing choices I like, and sometimes they make producing choices I really don't think work for the format of the show. The way this was structured, doing two completely differently choreographed jives on a split screen at the same time, I just found it very hard to assess. I'm watching now, and
but they do it every season. They do this every season. They just do different variations of it.
They do this type of format?
They do this dance situation every season. They just do different variations of it.
I don't remember it being like this.
Yeah, they usually do it like this, and then they usually have a little meter up there where you can see, when the audience is voting, you can see like who's getting more points than the other. Usually is how they do it, but they didn't do it like that this time.
Here's what I think would be better. I think it would be better if it was like an old school dance battle, like in the streets, as I can imagine it, and where it goes one group, like, Step Up, you know, like a scene from Step Up. One group goes an 8 count. The other group goes an 8 count, kind of similar. And the other like, I feel like I want, because it's a little bit difficult to watch both at the same time. And I'm imagining that the judges would, thank you for that, queued up. The judges would have the same kind of issue, because then you're just fighting for energy. It's just like, who has the most energy? Who's like the craziest? So yeah.
It would be nice to have them dance the same choreography and just kind of see who performs better.
That's what they used to do. They used to have them do it used to be the same choreography. What they used to do is it used to be the same choreography or it used to be the same song. They would have the same song and different choreography, or they would have the same choreography and a different song, right? Mm-hmm. And they would have them do it. But I agree with y'all. I kind of don't like the way they did it, because you found yourself going like this trying to...
Yeah, you didn't really know who to look at. And then if you looked at the wrong time, then you would see like... Allie made a mistake, but then if you look at the wrong time, you saw Kel was on the ground, so it
was interesting.
And there's like this moment where Kel and Whitney are doing kicks and flicks and flailing their arms, and then I just see Allie spinning around, and I'm just like,
yeah, that was a very odd moment.
I'm just like, this is nuts.
It was an odd moment.
This is actually crazy.
It was odd, but that battle was won by Kel, so he got an extra 2 points added to his score. And then next up was Sean and Whitney versus Kate and Pasha. Child, I don't know about y'all in the chat room, honey, but I tee hee hee, ha ha ha. I know I told them I'm going straight to hell. I know I am, but baby, I laughed out loud because he was just, I don't even have words. It was just pure comedy.
Like, oh my god, here it comes! Here it comes! Whoa, 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 whoa!
He looks like he is a mixer trying to bake some cakes. I just
like, whoa, 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 whoa.
He was like this. I'm like, oh my god, boo. He looked like a weeble that wobbled and wouldn't fall down. I couldn't take it.
Yeah, I almost thought that this was unfair because I wasn't really watching Kate, and I knew that Kate was doing a great job, but I was more entertained by Sean, so I was just like watching Sean half the time.
You know when you're watching like the gifted students in gym class, and then you're watching like maybe the students need a little more help. It really feels like you're watching like a, like truly Kate looks great in this, like almost a pro dancer, and then like a little kid who like maybe just started dance lessons yesterday. It's like, this was, comparing these two is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
And then I loved how the judges were like, oh, they're kind of in the same league. No, they're not.
No, they're not.
I was like, what weeks of Dancing with the Stars have y'all been watching? Did y'all have like a little nip or a canteen back there with you while you was watching? I'm like, I don't understand what's happening right now.
Okay. I think that they were probably talking about age wise.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean.
Okay, well, that's a good point, but still.
Here's the deal. I just want to know, like, what the actual direction was on this whip around the world butter churn.
It was the mixer.
What was that original move? I don't even know
it
that.
It was the mixer move. And then, I was like,
also,
no.
I love the knee slide. Oh, give me a knee
slide.
Honestly,
it was kind of like a weird version of a cabbage patch.
Yes. I like that. That's good Ooh, terminology.
Y'all gonna have me cry my lashes off. I can't take it. Let's get off of them because I'm about to lose my mind. Oh,
I mean,
Lord.
But like, talk about the gifts and the joy that we get to have now that we watched that.
I know.
I can't.
But needless to say, Kate won that battle because baby, him doing that mixer move, looking like he was churning butter.
I mean, there are several things he could have been doing.
I can't catch my breath.
I can't. I really, truly do not know.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I know I'm going to hell. I'm so sorry.
He's
going
to lose my lashes.
Okay. Oh, Lord, I'm crying. Okay. The next battle was Hannah and Alan versus Lauren and Gleb, and they were doing the salsa. Well, I'm going to let y'all go ahead and talk while I have my eyes.
Carla Beltran, you start. How did you feel about these?
I thought that it was really crazy to know that both Hannah and Lauren haven't done the salsa before. And now, after watching this, I actually look forward to seeing them dance salsa, like a full-on dance, because they both did a great job. It kind of sucked that Lauren was still a little bit in her head, and I think it was because she messed up, so she didn't really fully perform as I think that she could have, but Hannah came out and she killed it. I think she did a really good job.
I think it seems like Lauren still feels a little uncomfortable with super sexy choreography, which is something I just want her to get over, because she is sexy and she is great, and this is a part of the process, you know. But it was really fun to watch both of them.
Yeah, I do think Lauren looked a little bit stressed out. Like, it looked like she was thinking a lot in this one. But I think it was great. I think she loved the breakdown section, the little booty pop. So cute. Can't beat it. Love a good booty pop. Carla is still thinking about spicy, so I think that's what...
Spicy spice?
No. Here she goes. But my one thing was like... not my one thing. I guess I liked when the shirts came off, but it was also like, do we need to do that? You know, I was like, ah. And then, well, I don't mind Gub doing it. But then when Alan was like, oh, I gotta take my shirt off too, I was like, yeah, I don't think we need... I mean... Maybe
especially because it wasn't even during dancing. Yeah.
Look, both of them were pasty, so they could have kept them on. But I'm just saying, the shirts coming off was to get some attention. I agree about the booty action from Lauren.
Cute.
I was like, yes, girl, booty pop, yes. Mm-hmm. But Hannah and Alan were letting us have it.
Yeah.
And I felt like this was the best pairing of all of them. This was the best pairing. Because I don't think either one of them had done a salsa before, right?
Mm-hmm. No.
So the fact that they were both doing two dances that neither one of them had done before, I'm like, they should have been doing a salsa earlier in the competition. Especially Anna. That would have got the judges off our back, I think.
Yeah.
It was good.
Well, it's good that she hasn't done it yet. She'll be able to come back with it.
Yes. You know what else we're going to come back with?
We're
going to come back with... I know I'm still dabbing. My eyes are just watering. We're going to come back with our producer and the dance of the week, honey.
Ooh.
Ooh, love this.
Hello, folks. How we
hello.
Doing?
Hello.
Hey, Josh.
So, yeah, we're going to be doing a little something called salsa today. So in many styles of salsa dancing, as a dancer shifts their weight by stepping, the upper body remains level and nearly unaffected by the weight changes. Weight shifts cause the hips to move, and the arm-shoulder movements are also incorporated. The Cubano casino style of dancing also involves a significant movement above the waist, with up and down shoulder movements and shaping of the rib cage. The arms are used by the lead dancer to communicate or signal the follower either in an open or closed position. The open position requires two dancers to hold one or both hands, especially for moves that involve turns, putting arms behind the mat and moving around with each other, to name a few examples. In the closed position, the leader puts the right hand on the follower's back, while the follower puts the left hand on the leader's shoulder. And that is the history of the salsa.
Yes!
Muchísimas gracias a todos.
Good, we like it. We like the salsa.
I also want to say, I'm so glad we had Josh read that, not me, because I would have said, the salsa dance involves...
Oh, yeah, no.
Just so much more flavor in Josh.
Flavor. Josh was giving us the Latino flavor. We love it.
Thank you, Josh.
You know what else we love? We love y'all in the chat room, all 94 of y'all. We love you for joining us every week here at AfterBuzz TV as we talk about Dancing with the Stars. And you know what? To help us stay here at AfterBuzz TV with all these after shows that you love and we love to talk about, go on over to YouTube and give us a big old thumbs up to let us know you were here. And subscribe to the channel so you can watch all of the discussions about all of the after shows that you know and love with all your favorite guest panelists. So we love y'all, and I just want to put that out there and let y'all know.
For sure. You guys are our favorite.
Yes. Hey, love by you, girl. anyway, so back to the competition.
Competition.
So the bottom two. Let's just talk about this bottom two. Oh, my God. So the bottom two was Allie and Sasha and Kate and Pasha. That was killing me. I'm like, ooh, the names, they're killing me right now. And my girl Kate went home. Mm-hmm. First of all, let's talk about the fact that... let's just talk about the fact that when Sean Spicer went home,
we have photos of the whole cast. Everyone was shocked.
She found out that she was going to have to come back another week. Everybody was like, oh, what the hell just happened?
I mean,
he's not shocked. He's like, well, hey.
Everybody is truly shocked.
Everybody's like, oh my God, what just happened? I just don't understand.
Sometimes a butter churn will get you there.
That was a hot butter mess. No pun intended. Oh, but it was pure comedy. So going into this, so now we're in the home stretch. We're going to figure out, you know, who's going to stay and who's going to go. Who do we think might get the booty boot boot next week?
Wait, did you talk about who's gone?
I did.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
Hey, Teague, we're all right here on the panel.
Were you asleep with your eyes open?
I don't know what just happened.
Oh, boy.
Holy.
It's hard to predict at this point because I actually think it's pretty close. Well, aside from Spicy, you can barely mix butter on stage. It feels like it's pretty close. I think when you look at Lauren, when you look at Hannah, who else am I forgetting? Cal. Like, everyone's... Allie, it's a pretty tight competition besides the one-armed cartwheel man.
Oh, James. I mean...
Yeah. James VB.
The most talented dancer we've ever seen on Dancing with the Stars ever.
James VB. Oh, no, I don't know about that.
Okay.
What's her name? Demi Moore's daughter.
Rumor.
Mm-hmm. Rumor Willis. She was great.
Rumor Willis was kind of... She was slamming.
Yeah. That's true.
I actually think that just from previous shows and what we've seen in the bottom two, I actually think that probably Allie and Kel might be in the bottom two next week, just based off of boats, not so much their dancing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah. I would agree with that. What about you, Jeff?
I guess I'm going to... I say it every week, and it hasn't ever been an issue, but I like Kel. And for some reason, I just have this feeling, this not good feeling about Kel, even though he's one of my favorites. And I say it every week. Jassy Jones is going to make fun of me in the chat, but I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know. I'm kind of thinking maybe Allie. I feel like people sometimes forget to vote for her, so I think maybe Allie. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a tight competition at this point. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm feeling like it's probably in the bottom two. I agree with Carla with a K. There's probably going to be Allie and Kel, and I think that. I'm not sure if Kel will be able to squeak out another week or if Allie will be able to squeak out another week. It'll depend on their dances. It'll depend on who the judges decide they want to, you know, vote for to stay.
And I think there's two extra judges next week.
Interesting.
They're having guest judges. So those are always fun weeks when they have the guest judges come in because they just got to go in. And it's pure comedy. There was that one guest judge they had earlier this season. She was not happy.
Leah Remini.
Leah Remini. Oh, yeah. I thought she was going to drop kick them. She was like, yeah. She stood up and she was was yelling at him. I'm like, oh, girl, they're going to have to take her out in a straitjacket in a minute. She was having a moment. Mm-hmm. But that does it for this edition of Dancing with the Stars at AfterBuzz TV. Where can we find you, Miss Carla Beltran?
Well, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I am your host, Carla Beltran, and you can follow me on Instagram at I am Carla Beltran.
And guys, you can follow me on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham. If you're interested in ABC reality show content, I'm going to go to this camera, actually. I've been doing this for 4 years. You guys can hop on this very same channel and check out some of my Bachelor coverage. Colton Underwood and Cassie Randolph are in a music video. And I have updates on that on the AfterBuzz Reality Channel, so check that out.
Love a good music video moment. Yes. I am Teague Julie Panko. You guys can find me at TeagueDP. I think my promotion's right here. There it is. Oh, look at that. I'm getting social media savvy. So I'll see you there, mostly Instagram. Carla?
You guys can find me every Sunday at Black Hollywood Live with the Curvy Critic with Carla Renata, where I talk about the latest and greatest in films. And I have some interviews there as well. I'm also hosting the after show for General Hospital with Frank Moran. And, of course, you can catch me right here with my peeps every Monday night for the Dance with the Stars after show. So until next Monday, y'all, thank you again for joining us. Love, peace, and hair grease. We will see you next Monday.
Woo! Bye!
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.